It's the big day, and it's news, according to me. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is 2 o'clock, I believe, 2:16, Tuesday, November 8th. And I believe that it's election day, actually, right now. It's election day, and I have nothing in my cup. I have nothing. I had a sweet tea earlier. I got nothing right now. Got through this day. It was a rather stressful day. Became more stressful. It was supposed to be stressful, and then it became more stressful. Because there were certain government agencies overseeing some things and inspecting things today. So that's always fun. Yeah, that's always a good time. So we had that going on. Got through all of that. Everything went very well, actually. But, you know, you just never know. So then we had this, just hearing a lot of news. Right now I'm hearing a lot of news about there's some tabulator issues going on. And, of course, this is the, you know, we're democracy's on the ballot today in most places, democracy. So vote for democracy. Yeah. We have, there's interesting stuff going on. I still think that there's going to be some shocking results from this election. We're being told now by Democrats that if the Republicans win, then it's that the election's fraudulent. You know, how could that possibly be that Republicans would win? And if the Democrats lose, of course, that's all, you know, fraudulent as well. And of course, the powers that be out there, the powers that be, seem to be. It's just this weird thing going on here right now, which makes me wonder what's going to happen if Democrats lose. How you know whether their heads are going to pop off again? Last night everybody was stipulating. They were pontificating that not even pontificating. I'm using the wrong word. They were projecting. Guessing that, I guess Donald Trump had some big rally last night in Vandalia. And in the process of that, they thought that Vandalia, you know, he was going to make his announcement last night that he's running again. His announcement was going to be last night. Well, that didn't happen. He announced that there's no announcement. That's what he said exactly. So we had this. All this frenzy, media frenzy, was talking about it, and of course it didn't happen. Then I believe it will be after the election. I believe it will be after tonight. He always said it was going to be after. He would see what would happen in the midterms before he made a decision. I have the feeling that there's going to be, you know, a high percentage, over 80 or 90% of his endorsements are going to come through with. Went as winners. Because of that, I believe that probably we're going to see he's going to come out and he's going to announce. You know, the latest poll. He posted a poll here recently. Must have been a poll that he trusted. He said, you know, Donald Trump 71% or whatever, and then I think it was DeSantis was in about 10 to 12%. Mike Pence was about 7%. And I think that Liz Cheney was even 2 or 3%, which is really hard to believe. Actually, but the idea here that we're going to have anybody else running, you know, is kind of ridiculous. Now Biden has been making some very strange statements lately, more strange than he usually does, I should say. He actually was very clear that he's going to get rid of coal. He's coming out saying that last night. I think then the White House has to. How many times has the White House had to walk back his statements? I think he's actually. What I'm seeing him actually. What is happening right now is he's. We need to talk about his health a little bit. I think that they wanted to wait until after the election. I think they're going to use this as an excuse. There's one of two different avenues they could go down here. One is they could say. And the Democrats will start. I think they've actually started turning on him. Some of the news media people have started to turn on him. after the results of this election, if it actually goes through the way it looks like it should go through, and there aren't any, there's already glitches and tabulators in Maricopa County in Arizona, of course, that are doing weird things. You know what that means. And so there's some of these elections, I think, that if there's this landslide, just what they call the red wave coming, if that happens, well, it'll be interesting what happens with what the fallout will be for Joe Biden. I believe the media will turn on him, not totally. They're not going to go after Hunter Biden or try to prosecute the guy. I think that they're going to get mean with him. I think they're going to start talking about his incompetence and his inability to rule. Now, they're going to try to do this in a very compassionate way. Well, poor Joe. Poor Joe has to go. Poor Joe just isn't, you know, they're going to start talking about his actual health and his lack of ability, his cognitive skills. That's one route I think that they will go. The other route will be that they may actually go after him, just in terms of his, they may go down the road of allowing him to be some kind of investigations going on. They might go down that road. It's going to be an either or. They're not going to do both, because the people here who are in control of this thing are they rule the narrative. They will decide on a narrative, and you will see the news media is going to go down a particular path. That's going to be their path, and they're going to stay on that. Whether it be, they might possibly go down the path of he's physically, mentally unable to continue, or they're going to go down the path of there's a scandal that they're going to go ahead and pursue and press him into resigning. It's going to be one of the two. Either way, they're going to either ask him to resign because of mental health issues. Now, here's the problem we have with that. Look who's second in line. Now, theoretically, Kamala would step in line with that. However, that is not necessarily the constitutional method. There could be a congressional shift or a change in how they're going to do that. Now, here's the other thing. Now, there's somebody came out recently and said something about they weren't happy with the Republicans winning just because of the just because they're they need to win for a reason. I totally agree with that. I believe that the Republicans, the thing that bothers me about this is the Republicans are probably going to win back the House and possibly the Senate. And they have no policy. They have no platform. The policies that they're putting forward are basically, well, look at the economy, look at the... And I do have to agree with it. There's been some pundits actually on the left who've called them out on this. They've said, well, all they're doing is saying that, look at the economy, look at crime, look at this and that. There's no real policy that they're pushing forward, which is exactly what I believe that they need to do. They need to run on something, and they're not really doing that. The policy that you can say that they're putting forward is really very weak. It's just kind of a generic. We're gonna be tough on crime. We're gonna be tough on. We're gonna bring back the economy. We're gonna bring back the. Okay. I mean, all you have to do is eliminate Joe's policies and go back to the Trump-era policies to make that happen, but they're not saying that. It's very difficult to get things through when you have the veto power of the president that can stand in the way, and you don't have an overwhelming majority in the Senate to be able to make that happen. And I still hear some people saying today, I've heard some interviews where they're saying, well, we want Democrats and Republicans to work together. No, you don't understand. This is not the kind of two-party system that can work together. They don't have different end goals in mind anymore. This is a very different, in fact, the other day, it's interesting that Mark Levin made a very interesting comment the other day. He said that, I reached back to that statement that Barack Obama made when he first got inaugurated in 2009, sworn in. He said, today we'll begin the job of basically fundamental transformation of America. So anyways, fundamental transformation. You don't want to fundamentally transform a nation that you care about, that you love, if the founding principles and everything about that nation are something that you respect and that you want to restore. You could restore the nation. You don't want to fundamentally change that nation, which is exactly what he was saying. And that's a very interesting point that Mark was making with that. It's like that is very true. You don't do that to a nation you care about or that you love or that you... They want to change the country. They don't like the way this country was founded. They want centralized big government to run your life. And there's a lot of people in this country that actually want that as well. They want centralized big government. They think that that's a good thing. Whereas the founders never, everything that they thought of was the opposite of that. They wanted representative government that left people alone to self-rule, that everybody was their own little right to rule sovereign on their own property and in their possessions and things. That's the way they wanted to live. And that was the nation that they set up. To be that way, to work that way, that our rights would be protected, not dictated or handed down to us or held in the hands of someone else. So in the process of doing that, I believe that the leftists see it easier to be big government where there's all this spending and all this, and I think it was Benjamin Franklin, one of the founders, I believe, said something about to the effect of somehow it was with the republic will be destroyed or the republic will be fine when the people find out that they can vote for themselves money from the treasury, the nation will collapse, something to that effect. And basically what it's saying is once we figure out that we can vote people in who will give us stuff from the treasury, that's when it all starts to fall apart. And that's where we're at today. Government programs. Got to have government this, government that. Government has to support everything, supply everything. And we don't realize where that government doesn't make any money. They don't have any way to make money other than to print money. And then when they print that money, then it makes our money worth less, and it's taking from us. It's taking from our we're the ones who are productive. We're the ones who produce things in the private sector. So it's very, the infrastructure can help with that. There's certain, the infrastructure is probably a good investment in many ways. But at the same time, it's not a money generating or revenue generating production. And unless you make toll roads, now this thing has happened so many times where back in the day when they first came up with the toll road idea, they had toll roads. And these toll roads were designed so that, well, we're going to have this toll road. And as soon as the road is paid off, people will pay a toll to use it, then it will become free for everyone. Well, that doesn't work because there's so much money generated from the toll road that they just keep that going. You have people who are employed to run the toll road, to manage the toll road, to do all the things there. And so they don't want to get rid of that because it's a money-making venture. They realize, oh, look at this, we're making money here. That's why toll roads, once they become tolls, you never see the toll go away. This is a little trick that politicians have been playing and government bureaucrats have been playing for a long time. And here we are again. This is the kind of thing where that's why we can't trust big government or centralized government like that with anything, really, because it just continues to go down that road. So here we are. It's voting day, and it's interesting. I was kind of trying to watch a little bit of Fox News and some other news places, and it's like I can't stand it because all they're doing is standing around talking about what ifs, what's going to happen here or there. You really won't have any answers until tonight. They might as well be talking about something in the Philippines, because there's nothing. This is the day. They can't. You know, the pitch is finally over, and people are voting. And they're just sitting around yakking now with each other until this evening, until the results start coming in. And of course, many of these places are not going to report until tomorrow or the next day, according to Joe Biden. It may be weeks, because he was, you know, there's all these other things are going to come in. So crazy times that we live in, crazy times. So in the meantime, I am going to go ahead and call this show done, because I've got to get myself back home. I get some, prepared to do some other things for the rest of the week and continue on my way of doing things. Now, tomorrow morning, right now, it looks like tomorrow morning there's going to be a normal show in the morning. And in fact, I may try to get an interview with a friend of mine here in the next week or two. Try to get some things done and to try to get another interview with somebody. And we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, get out there and vote. Vote your conscience. Vote. Early and often. Many times as you can. Just vote as many times as you can. Once again, thanks folks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. And thank you for praying for the nation, praying for each other, praying for me. Be praying.